Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Warwickshire, a podcast talking about all things Warwickshire and the people who make a difference here.
On this episode of Let's Talk Warwickshire, we'll be hearing from those who give up their time to help others through volunteering and how small acts of thoughtfulness and kindness can make a big difference in our community here in Warwickshire. And it's something on which the County Council believes we can all build. I'm joined by the Lord Lieutenant of Warwickshire, Tim Cox, who is a champion of volunteering and is helping spread the message throughout the county. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Gail. Good afternoon.
An obvious first question, what volunteering do you do?
Well, that's a good question. As Lord Lieutenant, the whole role is one of a volunteer. I can't, dare I say, help one particular charity, but the whole of the role of the Lord Lieutenant and the Lieutenancy in general is to promote volunteering through different charities and lots of organisations. For example, I was presenting an award to a volunteer group yesterday for the King's Award for Voluntary Services, which we can talk about later. So I don't actually volunteer for one particular charity. All my time as Lord Lieutenant is one of volunteering because it's an unpaid role.
So you yourself are a volunteer?
Thank you, yes.
We saw lots and lots of people volunteer during the pandemic, whether it was supporting vaccination centres to shopping for neighbours who were isolating. In your experience, has that dropped off now? And if so, how do we get that back?
Yeah, I think it sadly has dropped off. I think there are sort of various reasons for that. I think when obviously during COVID, lots of people were working from home. And I think if anything comes from sort of positive from COVID, is it how all the communities got together and each other helped volunteering. And it was a wonderful time. Now, as people have started to go back to work, obviously those volunteer numbers have dropped off. So we are very keen to try and get volunteers back. And I think as we've seen from the recent coronation, that the King is very keen and supports the volunteer sector and the community groups, because I think it only brings benefit to both sides. Those who are volunteering get benefits, but also the people that they're helping out, I think, also get benefits.
And part of your role is you represent the royal family, if you like, and you look for people and organisations that are making a difference, because you do have an annual King's Award.
Yes. Obviously, it used to be the late Queen's Award of Voluntary Services, and it's now been renamed the King's Award of Voluntary Service. So each year we are out, you know, promoting companies, charities to put themselves forward. In 2022, 244 volunteer groups were given the Queen's, actually the late Queen's Award of Voluntary Services, and Warwickshire had, I think, five groups, all volunteer-led groups, and 244 throughout the whole of the country. Warwickshire did really well. So we have got a good representation of volunteer groups, but yes, you're right, the whole time I'm out there, we have a number of deputy lieutenants within the lieutenancy, and they are out there the whole time trying to find small groups that, you know, possibly need to raise awareness, and just helping them out with volunteering or mentoring or whatever. So yes, the whole time.
And you mentioned the coronation celebrations, and there was the big help out.
Yeah.
What did that say to you about the willingness of people to volunteer?
I think it was a huge success. You know, I think sadly the weather wasn't so good on the Monday, but I think all the work that had been done beforehand, leading up to the coronation weekend, I think it showed that Warwickshire has got a great number of volunteers, and I was in touch with a lot of the volunteer groups, and they were out there sort of selling their wares to encourage more volunteers. And I know I've spoken to a few charity groups since, and they were approached by more volunteers. So it is working, but half the problem, whether it's a small charity or a large charity, is the awareness. And something like we're doing today will hopefully raise the awareness within the volunteer sector.
Explain what the King's Award for Voluntary Service is.
The King's Award, basically, it's the highest accolade that any charity can get. I mean, there is quite a strict criteria. It needs to be volunteer-led. But, you know, if you you are successful and actually even to be put forward is a huge achievement. But if you are successful, it's an award that stays with you for life. And it's recognised throughout the volunteer sector as a huge achievement.
And how do people put their organisation or put individuals forward?
So there are deadline dates which are all on the government websites or the county council websites or the Lord Lieutenant's website. I think the finishing date is mid-September for this year. And so for the next few months we will be targeting charities. But we ask charities to put themselves forward. We can't necessarily put them forward. And we will then help them. We will give them some sort of assessment and then goes through a very deep process in London and with a decision. It was the Queen's birthday was announced in June, but with the King's birthday in November, it's moved back to November next year.
How proud are you of the people of Warwickshire when you see the amount of volunteering that goes on and the organisations you meet?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I mean, sadly, when I do speak at various presentations, one of my sort of opening lines is how I'm amazed how strong the volunteer sector is within Warwickshire. And dare I say, without that support, Warwickshire would be a lesser place. I've attended the scouting weekend at Ragley Hall a couple of times, and I'll get the numbers wrong, but I think they have 3,000 scouts and cubs and beavers, etc., and 1,500 volunteers. Now, maybe the volunteers are all mums and dads and friends, etc., but if you put some money attached to that, the hours that they put in, it just would never happen. They cannot afford it. So, Warwickshire is full of wonderful people, but we always encourage more volunteers where possible.
To find out what Warwickshire County Council does to support volunteers and voluntary organisations, we're joined by Jane Holdsworth from Warwickshire Community and Voluntary Action, CAVA. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Gail. Nice to meet you.
Tell us what the County Council does to help you to support all the amazing voluntary groups and volunteers here in the county.
Warwickshire County Council is our main funder. So we are what is called an infrastructure organisation. So it's our mission to support and strengthen the voluntary and community sector. So that includes charities, community groups, social enterprises and faith organisations. So we are commissioned by Warwickshire County Council to deliver that service. So Warwickshire County Council will tell us what priorities they want us to follow. So they're very keen on pathways into volunteering for people. Volunteering is a route into employment. They like us to focus on particular geographical areas and localities to try and increase social action and community involvement, working with underrepresented groups and responding to emergencies. So we had a very big role during the pandemic and worked very closely with Warwickshire County Council, also with the NHS, but we worked with Warwickshire County Council to make sure there were those volunteers responding to the pandemic in the way of food parcels, prescriptions, supporting people who were clinically extremely vulnerable around befriending. So we worked very closely with Warwickshire County Council around keeping volunteering as vibrant as possible.
You said it's a route into employment. That's quite interesting. It's not something people would naturally think of.
I think it definitely is for different sort of cohorts. For young people particularly, a lot of young people will do Duke of Edinburgh, and as part of Duke of Edinburgh, they need a volunteering component. So that helps immensely in terms of young people's applications for higher education. But then also for people who are in higher education, when they apply for jobs, it's very difficult for them to show that they've got any work experience, but they can show they've got the volunteering experience. And some organisations are very good at deliberately helping volunteers to increase their skills. But also it's about confidence and being in a working environment. And then the other side of that is people who've been out of the workplace for a long amount of time. I was talking to a volunteer the other day. So she had a child with special educational needs. So she's been out of the workplace for 13 years and she wants now to step back into it. So volunteering is just that opportunity for her to increase her confidence, learn skills, go through an induction where she'll do things like safeguarding, health and safety. So she'll just begin to get that confidence to go back into the workplace.
And tell me about the kind of breadth and depth of volunteering that is carried out across the county. And you talked also about specific locations.
It is absolutely huge. I mean, you think of any area, volunteers are there, you know, environmental, animals, health, the arts, very local community projects, loads of different communities of interest, people who are homeless, children, very specific health issues like Parkinson's, administration. You've got the whole area of trusteeship and management committees. So you're talking about large organisations, international organisations like Oxfam, to small, absolutely small community groups that are totally volunteer run. So there's a Rubbish Friends in Stratford District that does rubbish picks, that is totally volunteer led. And there's just all sorts. I mean, just to get, if I can give you sort of a few illustrations, if I give you sort of one from each district. So in Stratford District, we've got Heart of England Forest, the largest new native broadleaf woodland in England. So volunteers help with all aspects of the maintenance of that forest. In Warwick District, there are 5 concerts a year at St Mary's Church, at run by our Monaco consort. So volunteers set up those concerts. In Rugby, Myton Hospices have got a wedding pop-up, so they want wedding volunteers to help with that customer interaction. Futures Unlocked want volunteer mentors to help people coming out of prison to readjust to life. In Nuneaton, Warwickshire Vision, which works with people with visual impairment, is wanting volunteers who are telephone befrienders or home visitors. In North Warwickshire, the junior football club, Polesworth Swifts, is looking for football coaches. So that gives you an indication of the absolute breadth of, you will find volunteers in every aspect of life.
What do you think is the economic value to the county of all these volunteers?
Well, we have looked at that. We do, as an organisation, what we call a state of the sector survey, which we do every other year. We calculate it's about 9,700 organisations in Warwickshire. And then we ask them about their volunteering. So I think it was 47% of all organisations operate with no paid staff, and each organisation on average has 28 volunteers. So when we look at the economic impact, we have calculated that it's £129.3 million.
On the flip side, of course, there may be some people who say, actually, these are taking jobs away which should be paid for.
The principle with volunteering is you should never have a volunteer role that replaces a paid role. That would be, you know, that would be wrong. But charities, community groups, they absolutely can't afford to pay for the work that volunteers do. It's just not possible. So volunteers are absolutely vital. And I think there is something that volunteers bring that is very different from an employee. I think because they don't have that contractual arrangement, they can be very honest and straightforward in terms of, they bring new perspective and challenges. They bring a huge commitment and passion. I mean, I love talking to volunteers because they are the most passionate people in terms of what they do, because they're doing it totally out of choice. And I think also for clients, I mean, I mentioned the Future Unlocked, which is about people coming out of prison. People cannot believe that people are helping them and not getting paid for it. And that actually creates a very positive relationship. Volunteering is very much a two-way process. There is now a huge evidence base about volunteering is good for your well-being, your physical health, your mental health. Being kind is actually good for people. So, you know, there is all of that element as well. You know, if you were to put an economic value on, you know, how much it prevents people, you know, once they've retired, going into a decline because they still have a purpose in life, then again, it's huge. And it's about that fun and fulfillment, and fun and fulfillment in work, which sometimes I think is quite hard for people in work to find that fun and fulfillment. But, you know, in volunteering, you can find it.
You help recruit volunteers. Where do they come from? Because most people expect volunteers to be 50 plus or, as you say, retired.
Volunteers come from all walks of life. I think the demographics has changed during the pandemic because we did have a younger cohort because of furlough. So working age people came to volunteer in a way that they hadn't, which was great. And some of that has been retained and some of it hasn't because people have gone back to work. As you say, there's a very big cohort of people who have retired. There are barriers to volunteering. Volunteering is still quite a privileged thing to do. So in terms of areas of disadvantage, often there are less charities in those areas, making volunteering more difficult. We always say to organisations, pay volunteer expenses, pay out-of-pocket expenses, because we don't want to create additional barriers for volunteers. And the other groups of people that are finding it difficult to volunteer, because we know, because we speak to people looking for volunteering, young people still find it difficult to find volunteering places. I think some organisations are a bit risk averse. And also we get quite a lot of people who have got additional support needs. Either they have mental health challenges or they may have a learning difficulty. So we, as well as we have a portal, an internet portal, where there are lots of opportunities and people can sign on to them. But we also, our volunteering coordinators do one-to-one sessions, all of this is free of charge, with people interested in volunteering. So we try and match, you know, we know a lot about the organisations around and what opportunities will suit people and which organisations are really good at working with people who may have additional support needs.
So you've kind of foreseen my next question, which was, if people want to volunteer, how do they go about it? What's the first thing they should do?
We have our website. So that is www.wcava.org.uk. So there is a section on volunteering. So I've mentioned we have this Simply Connect, where an individual can go in and they can say what they're interested in, and what mileage they would be prepared to travel, and then appropriate volunteering opportunities will come up for them. And organisations can promote their opportunities on that and see if there are volunteers interested. So it's a matching. So if people are happy to do that on the portal, they can just go and do that on their own. There are also national portals out there. So there's something called Do It Live, which is a national portal. You can always go and look at organisations you're interested in as well. But if you do want to have a conversation, you know, one-to-one with somebody, then we have volunteering coordinators, one in North Warwickshire, Nuneaton, Rugby, Leamington and Stratford. So you can sit down and talk with them. You either can come to our offices or they can meet in a public space like a library. And you can just talk about what your motivations are and they can tell you about the opportunities. I think people can be put off that you would need to make a regular commitment, come in every week. But there are many more opportunities now that are one-off opportunities, or you can volunteer for, you know, an hour a week. I think there is a growing realisation that volunteers want more opportunities that are informal, that are flexible around their lives. But there are opportunities to volunteer really flexibly.
Okay, Jane Holdsworth from Warwickshire Community and Voluntary Action. Thank you very much.
Most, although not all, people who volunteer tend to be over 50. But you can, of course, be any age. And to prove it, I'm joined by 17-year-old Brad from South Warwickshire. Hello, Brad.
Hiya.
Tell us about the volunteering you do.
Well, I do three main volunteering. The first one is I volunteer for Spark Music as a tutor, teaching bands how to play. And the second one I do is my work for St John Ambulance as a health citizen. And as a health citizen, I go into the community and create my own project. And for me, that project was working in a care home and bringing entertainment to the care home. And finally, the third thing I do for volunteering is working in the Brain Injury Centre in Leamington, where I help with a movement group where we do light exercise for those suffering with brain injuries.
So what do you get out of this then? And you say this will help you in your future career.
Well, one of the most important things is definitely confidence. Speaking to a variety of different people, like at Spark, I speak to young kids, and at the care home, I speak to the elderly. It's going to be really important in the job that I want, which is a therapeutic radiographer, because I'm going to speak to a diverse range of people, and learning how to speak to each of them and interact with them is really important.
So you talked about confidence. Tell me how that confidence is being built up.
Well, as an example, before I did all of my projects or my volunteering, I'd say I wouldn't be able to do things like send emails or make telephone calls. But because of the St. John Ambulance project, it kind of forced me into the position of sending emails to volunteers who wanted to entertain, as well as sending, like, making phone calls between the care home and different people who were part of the project. So before I did all this, I would never be able to do that. But now I have the confidence to be able to have these really important skills, which are communicating by sending emails and phone calls, which I need for the future. And it's just been really brilliant being able to have those skills.
And presumably when you start going for jobs or going for university places or apprenticeships, that will count in your favour.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, any time I have to send an email to school about if I forgot something at school or if I need to catch up on homework, that those already come in handy, because it's just kind of simple skills which you don't think about until you need them. And the fact that I have them already is just is a leap forward that I wouldn't have got otherwise.
And your friends at school, do you try to encourage them to volunteer as well?
Oh yes. Three of my friends from school come to the care home regularly to help out. And they do absolutely amazingly with just helping the entertainers that I brought in, as well as speaking to the residents. It's just fantastic.
Now, you were chosen as one of the coronation champions and got invited to the concert for the coronation. What was that like?
Well, the concert, it was amazing. Yeah, you've probably seen it on TV, but it was just absolutely amazing being there. My personal favourite was Lionel Richie. He just came on, he did two songs and he left, and everyone was just absolutely stunned. It was incredible.
On that high note, we'll say thank you to our guests, Tim Cox, Lord Lieutenant of Warwickshire, Jane Holdsworth from Warwickshire Community and Voluntary Action, and Brad, our Coronation Champion. If you're interested on finding out more about volunteering opportunities in Warwickshire, you can visit the Warwickshire Community and Voluntary Action website, which is www.wcava.org.uk. And on there, you'll find a feature called Simply Connect, which is a great online tool that can help match you to the right volunteering opportunity.